Alei Shur, Chelek Beis, Tav, Pei, Vav. Paragraph Gimel, we quote the Rambam from Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Gimel, Hishitzivanu Be'ahavaso Yisborach. The third mitzvah is Ahavas Hashem. Veze, how does one fulfill it? Shenachshiv v'nisboinen b'mitzvaysav u'ma'amarav uf'oiloysav ad shenasigehu. We are to think and reflect, meditate on Hashem's mitzvot, statements, and actions, until we have some perception, some understanding, and enjoy this understanding that we have, this perception of Hashem, to the utmost extent. This is the obligatory love. This is the level that's applicable to everyone because this is a mitzvah that applies to every single Jew. In other words, there are higher levels than this, but this is the basic level that is required. Mitzvah Daled. The fourth mitzvah is that he instructed us to have emunah, to have trust in Hashem's yirah, and to have some sort of fear. Not to be like the koyferim, the deniers who go in the according to the whims of the heart, casually. We should fear Hashem's retribution at all times. This is expressed in the pasuk, Es Hashem Rekecha Tira. The author explains, Hamachashava v'yisbeninus, ha'asaga v'ha'ana'a mimena. So thought, meditation, perception and understanding of Hashem, and then the pleasure one derives from that. Hem shlavei binyan ha'olam ha'pnimi. These are rungs, these are steps, components of building one's inner world. Ve'sim lev sha'machshava v'yisbeninus hem shnei inyanim nifadim. Notice, says the author, that thought and meditation are two distinct concepts. Ha'machshava yechola liyois mufshetes. Thought can be abstract, whereas ha'isbonenus makifais kol adam. Isbonenus, which we are calling here meditation, encompasses the entire person, not just the mind. Machashava v'regesh midois v'guf. Both thought and emotion, midois, the body. We made this point above on Tav Pei Gimel. Lachen ha'asaga gam ken memanais kol adam. And therefore, since we're talking about, over here about not just machshava, but isbonenus, and that encompasses the entire person, it therefore fills the entirety of the person. The gamba ze od leida, even that is not quite sufficient. The Rambam says that one has to have supreme pleasure from this perception and understanding of Hashem. Hainu shahispa'alus me'asaga makifais kol adam. The hispa'alus, the way that we are influenced by our understanding, should encompass the entire person. Zoi ahava, and that's the obligatory level of ahava, in brackets. Ma'ase bekelm be'echad, she'echad milamdei abayis teretz ramam kashe v'chidush ma'ish. Incident where one of the Talmidim in Kelm was able to resolve a difficult contradiction in the Rambam using a remarkable chidush. Aval kashe omar es ha'chidush barabim dibe bikrirus b'li kol hispa'alus. When he related this chidush to the masses, or to the people there, he spoke very coolly, without any excitement about it. Omar Hasaba, Rav Simcha Zisl, Nishmas Eden, Achakach Limkor Avav, so the Alter Mikelm said later on to those who were close to him, Ki mavhilhu, it's frightening, She'echolim lomar chidush gadol kaze bli shum ispalus, one can utter such a tremendous chidush without being moved. Ish ze osid liyes katzav, a person like that is destined to be a butcher. People say that's what happened in the end. This is what you're talking about over here, just to emphasize this point of ispa'alus, of being moved completely, not just abstract thought. Now, that was ahava. Yir'ah ma'alach shana yishba. Yir'ah, there's a different process altogether. Hi maschila be'emunah, as we've explained a number of times already, begins with emunah. Le'amin yir'asoi, the Rambam says. V'zoyis bifrat yiras enish, and especially yirah that comes, yirah that's associated with Hashem's retribution, just to fear the consequences of one's deeds. Ha'sefarim kasvu ki yiras enish madrega ktana l'umas yiras rimemus. Sefarim write in particular, the Ramchal, makes the point that Yiras Einish is a lower level to Yiras HaRimimus. Fearing one's the consequences of one's actions is a lower level than awe that we are to feel. Hein be Yirah Madrega Ktana. In Yirah, it is indeed a lower level. Aval Gdelai be Emunah, it is a great level in Emunah. A person who doesn't yet have a solid yiras ha'oinesh, a fear of one's consequences and retribution, has still not perfected his emuna. I made a note to look at the first volume on Daf Tzadi Vav, where the author explains this in a little bit more detail. Hayirah tzricha latil rishuma badam. Yirah has to make an impression on the individual. Kol kach ad she'en yachol oid laleches bishius liboy. Such an impression that he can no longer just walk according to the whims of his heart. That's how I'm translating it. Now let's see how the Rishonim speak about this, the term Shrirus Alev. The Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. Hata'ava ha'giveres u'mischazekis balev tikare Shrirus. The Torah uses this term Shrirus to explain ta'ava that grows stronger and stronger. Bilshen chachamim shiriv v'kayam. Chazal use it to explain, again, something that's strong. We have at the end of the Kesubah, yeah, we write there, Kol Sharir V'Kayam. It is all solid. It is all beyond doubt. So the term Sharir means solid, strong. V'chen Bishrirei V'Tnoi. That expression, even in modern Hebrew, Shririm means muscles. So it refers to something strong. So when the Torah speaks about Shirirus Liboy, when the heart is strong and just the one's tava is growing and growing. And then uvekeri hamilan emra batochacha bechukei Yisai. It's used repeatedly in Parshas Bechukei Yisai in the admonition. Ve'im tilchu imi keri, Hashem says, if you walk with me in that way, Rashi explains arai b'mikeh, casually. She'eino ela yifrakim, when you feel like it, once in a while. Ken tilchu arai b'mitzvos. That's the warning over there. If you choose to walk in the mitzvos in a casual manner. Then Rashi continues, Umenachem Piresh Lashon Meniah, the grammarian Menachem, explained keri as withholding. The karov Lashon Zeh l'targumo shel Onklos. What Menachem says is similar to what Onklos translates, the sense of a hard, meaning Shemakshim Libam Limanam Liskarev Elai. They deliberately harden the heart to withhold coming close to me. So these are the terms that the Rambam used above, Shrirus Libam and Keri. So the author explains, Bematzav shel Yirah yefshal leches b'shirus lev. When a person has Yirah, he cannot walk according to the whims of his heart. Yefshal yisneg b'ofen shrirusi b'mitzvos. One cannot act arbitrarily when it comes to mitzvos. And as we saw in the term Keri, yefshal la'atzer b'adaratzon ha'tiv'i l'iskev l'akadosh b'ruhu. When a person is Yirah, he cannot withhold, he can't hold back that natural drive to draw near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ur'ezeh chidush b'Rambam kan. See the chidush that the Rambam slips in mitzvah Daled. Ha'koifrim einam ba'li de'a kafanis davka. The Rambam uses a word there. Ve'lo niyeh ka'koifrim ha'olchim yeshuvus libam bekeri. He's not referring to those who necessarily have heretical notions. Rather, uses the word to describe those who follow their desires without restraint. In contrast, the Yorei Mersen Atzmoi Retzenisav Usneisav. It's a person who is characterized by restraint. His desires and his whims and his motions and his whole conduct is restrained. Haneshama misaneges al hakara amitis. The neshama enjoys, it delights in real understanding, a real recognition of some aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeisi ahavasa. That is what we're calling ahava, that's how the Rambam defined it in Mitzvah Gimel. Haguf tachasreshim hayir'ah niyem erusan v'gadur. The body under the impression of yir'ah becomes restrained, limited, defined. Misgalim b'zeh musagim chadashim b'avodah. We're revealing over here new concepts in avodah altogether. Yitachen shanachnu hayoyim im kol hadikduk b'mitzvois mufkarim b'isnahagus. We need to realize that today, with all the dikduk b'mitzvois that characterizes the Torah world, it could be that we are still mufkar in terms of restraint, of behavior, that we are not restrained as a yorei has to be. Hayim yesh lanu tziur mizeh. Do we have a mental image of this? Kitnu oyeseinu. Hein b'iluch, hein b'yeshivat yin ha-medudos. That our gestures, motions, whether we're walking or sitting, should be measured. Umagam diburainu shikol minat yeshkula. The more so our speech, that every word should be weighed and considered. Al kegoin ze kosav Ramban. It's regarding these issues that the Ramban writes, shefshal yes naval birshus atera, at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim. That's what he's saying, that real yir'ah leads to a certain restraint. And the Ramban says, of course, it's possible to fulfill the mitzvahs of Torah and still be a naval, because one does not have this concept of yir'ah. Uvor adichan adavarim agim. Come see how far this goes. Biskufas ha-shabesai tzvi, that false Mashiach, haya ha-taz gedoil ha-doyot. It was in the times of the Taz, roughly 400 years ago. Kivan she-emunah b'mshich yoso yispashta b'chol ha-tefutzes. Since belief in the mission of Shabesai Tzvi had spread throughout the diaspora, because ha-taz la'amod al tivoy shel ha-ish. The Taz wanted to ascertain his nature and to see what was going on. Hu shalach es b'noi v'chasanoi. He sent his son and his son-in-law. Talmidei Chachamim Gedolim, they were distinguished Talmidei Chachamim, leTurkia, el hamivtza sheyasu sham, to Turkey, to the fort where the Shabesai Tzvi was then already incarcerated by the Muslim authorities. Alafim chanu sham misaviv lamivtza shebao lekabel panav. There were thousands of Jews there encamped that wanted to see Shabesai Tzvi. Hashatz kibel ha-shlichim b'chvod melachim. So Shabesai Tzvi received these shlichim of the Taz with enormous honor. Umasalem matana avur hataz, he gave them a gift to give to the Taz. Kashem nifredu mimenu, when they left, when they took leave, hikifu esam hanu yichichim, so all those thousands of Jews there, they were surrounded, they were mobbed. Veratzu lishmo datam alav, they wanted to know, what do the son and son-in-law of the Taz think about this person? Vehem chasechu advarim achayifus, they said unequivocally, who am I? He's a fraud. What did they see exactly? To be so unequivocal and to determine so quickly that Shabesai Tzvi is a fraud. Answer: Hu yashav perakdan, meaning nishan al mishenis kisoi. When they had an audience with him, he sat leaning on his chair, leaning back on his chair. Hamashiach en yashav perakdan. That was to them sufficient proof that he's not the Mashiach, because the Mashiach would not sit in that way. To explain, the Mashiach certainly is constantly aware of his being in front of a great king. These are the words of the Ramo at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch that we spoke about a few times already. The Mashiach is conscious constantly of his presence in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uvi Yeshev Vesezenik, and that would be recognizable in the way that he sits. When the Shlichim found him sitting in that way and reclining, leaning back, but lakol Mashiach, so that was enough for them to determine that he's not the Mashiach. Hamusagim shel yir'ah sheyenehugim bichlal yisrael midor dor em shonim legamrei mehavanasein hayom. These musagim, these concepts of yir'ah that applied in Klal Yisrael from generation to generation, are very different from what we understand today. Etzlenu yir'ah lechol yaseh b'dikduk b'mitzvois. When we speak today about yirei shamayim, when a person at most is medakdek b'mitzvois, it was said above, the author made this point earlier in the page, that today with all the dikduk b'mitzvois, it could be that a person is still mufkar in terms of his conduct and behavior. Because to us, yir'ah is a person's punctilious in the details of mitzvois. Aval sherishumah shel yir'ah tzech yosnika b'chol tnoyos aguf. This idea that the impression of yir'ah should then penetrate into the body and cause one's conduct to be restrained, zeh lemala masagasin, it's almost beyond our understanding. Hein beha'aloisenu al das perush zeshlia. When we even contemplate this explanation of yir'ah, shetenu ois ha'adam b'chol eivarav tiena merusanos umdudeis, that a person's every gesture should be restrained and measured, that itself is sufficient to cause terror upon us. It's just beyond our concepts. Who can live like this? Says the author, we saw already. We saw gedolim asher bechol ha'matzavim lo yivchananu bahem tenu'a miyuteres. We saw great men who, under all circumstances, never made an unnecessary, redundant gesture. We find it difficult to even contemplate such a thing, even as a distant objective. Aval, however, lo das ki zo yir'ah, gam anachnu chayavim. To know that that's yir'ah, not just punctiliousness in mitzvahs, to know that that is yir'ah, we too are obligated. We need to know that this is Yira. Rabbeinu Yina bedabro al-chum l'shon hara. Sheikailu kafar beikar. When Rabbeinu Yina explains the statement of Chazal, that a person who speaks l'shon hara, Chazal says, like kafar beikar, it's almost like denying Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meva'er, he explains, why is this? Lefi she'emer bilvavoi ki sefasav b'yishusei. Because the person who speaks l'shon hara is really thinking that his lips under his control, his domain. It's his property. He is the master of his tongue. Such a person has concluded that he has no responsibility to withhold his speech. He does not have to restrain anything that he wishes to say. It's just that the Evarim, other limbs that he is not required to sin. Kinyan shenema sefasenu itonu mi adoinan. I like this pasuk. Sefasenu itonu, our lips are with us. Mi adoinan, who's our master? Velo yamar aye eloika oisi. The person doesn't say, where's God who made me? Asher kol tenu ois yetziro yisav. All one's gestures, nesunos in aloi, are up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're devoted to him. Achas men alo nedar, not even one missing. Kulam lases retzono b'shabades. All of them, all of one's gestures and motions, including speech, are meshur by the Hashem's will. This is in Shaharit Teshuva Gimel Reish Aleph. You see over here that clearly, explicitly, Rabbeinu Yonah defining Yir'ah in this way. Zoi Yir'ah. Once again, a matzlech livnois olamo apnemi be'ahava. A person who manages to build his inner world through ahava. Ve'olamo achitzoni be'yir'ah, and the outer world, the outer conduct through Yir'ah. Zoyar ha'ahava me'ir b'nishmasoi, so that the light of ahava illuminates his neshama. Vezohar Yiram Eir Begufoi, and the light of Yirah illuminates his body. Zeu Adam Shalem. This is what you call an Adam Shalem. Adkan.